Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Sorry, you guys. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Trucker Mike.
And
Emily.
Yeah, she's not going to talk that much, but this is episode 187. This is the episode that Mike will be releasing the picture of his
Wang,
his member, on the album art and on the blog. How excited are you, Mike?
I'm super psyched. I'm waiting to hear responses and comments about it because I've heard from various people that it's pretty good junk. Like, Herb actually hit me up and was like, nice junk, and I was like, thanks. So,
because I actually haven't shared the picture with anyone but Herb, so.
He was waiting for me to get on the show because I wanted to be there.
Probably. He probably wanted to take the picture himself. I could have took, he asked me, he goes, did you take the picture? He goes, was it hot? I was like, no, Emily took the picture. Oh.
Ricky didn't
okay?
want to.
No, that's okay.
I'm not his boss anymore.
Emily took the picture because I was kind of nervous about it. So, but even still, I think Emily was a little nervous about it too. If you talk, you have to talk in the microphone.
Okay.
So, how you been, Trigger Mike?
I've been good. You actually came over to the house on Friday and I told you some dude was retarded hot. But we disagreed, and when I saw him again, he really wasn't. But then I tried to redeem
myself. No, is he gay? Is he gay?
No, he's straight, but...
What about the little guy that was with him?
I don't know. I actually heard he's British, and I think that the tall chick was his girlfriend, even though she's like 4 feet taller than him.
And okay, I'm sorry, and I hope they don't listen to this show. Was she a total dumbass or what?
I don't know. I never really talked to her.
Oh, like, God. I heard her say like 5 words.
But was it after they came outside or before?
Before. She's like, when they walked in, she's like, oh my God, what kind of animals are those? I'm like,
they were rats.
Rats? She goes, oh, they're so cool. I was like, okay, you're a dumbass.
She probably smoked before she got there.
And then she smoked when she got there.
Yeah. Better she's just stupid.
Well, it's probably a mix of both.
She probably got smoked
so
stupid.
Yeah, retarded hot. So he was like, oh, this guy's retarded hot. And I was like, no, he's not.
Like Christina Ricci, she's retarded hot.
No, I don't even see that.
She looks like she has Down syndrome.
What?
Yeah, or like, what's eating Gilbert Grape? Like Leo. Leo's retarded hot in that movie.
No, not in that movie. If he was what he looked like right now and he played in that movie, then he would be retarded hot and I would fuck a retard for that.
Christina Ricci did in the movie Pumpkin.
I've never seen that movie. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's about like a cripple retard. Christina Ricci falls in love with him at a private school.
Well, how is she the retarded hot one if she wasn't retarded or
no,
anything?
She looks, she's retarded hot. Like, she looks kind of retarded. Like, she's got a big head and a big forehead.
I don't know. Listeners, who is retarded hot? Who do you classify as retarded hot? We need to know. You can email us or call us or something.
I agree.
I guess maybe Trucker Mike's retarded hot.
No, he's just hot.
I'd go with both. I don't care.
Oh, I totally posted the picture of you on the blog.
I know, Britney Spears. Yeah, I saw. I jacked it from you, and now it's on my MySpace.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You better credit me to that.
Yeah, Ricky did it.
Foul Monkeys. No, on your MySpace.
Oh, okay.
Check out foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, I'll do that. I don't know how.
I have two more.
I'll put it as a comment for...
I have two more. I'll put those up along with your penis pictures.
Okay, well...
That reminds me...
It's a good thing my mom's not my friend.
I couldn't... My mom's my friend on MySpace.
My mom doesn't have one.
I don't think she knows how to use it anyway, but... I'm playing this for some of the listeners because they love it, and I kept it. So,
is this when I was drunk and left you a message or whatever?
Hey, you homo motherfuckers, this is Trucker Mike. Fucking leave business about my penis or hate yourself. Hola.
Was that the night that, like, we met or whatever? Like,
yeah, I think it was the night that you guys met, but it was the night that we walked home and I had to help you because you weren't able to actually walk.
Oh, no, that...
Have you never heard that? You haven't heard it?
No, I have not.
Oh, I thought you'd heard that before.
No, that... Oh, that's when I was running from the cougar, that one chick, the grenade.
The grenade?
Yeah, the one at the bar.
The crazy girl?
Yeah.
You weren't running from her. We were walking to your house.
Oh. Well, I think I wanted it that night, and you were helping me.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
You wanted that?
I was drunk. I'm a man. She would have sexed me up.
I want to sex you up. Trucker Mike, come on now. You can get something a little bit better than that. Well, you have, you're obviously. Done.
I did now, but...
Oh, what's the first thing you said to me when you come into the apartment?
Emily gave up the butt last night.
Not hello. Not how you doing. Not like, oh, I'm great to be here. Emily gave up the butt last
night.
Yeah,
just knocked on the door. He's like, come in. And I come in, kick off my shoes, and I wave, and I'm like, Emily gave up the butt. And then I think she said, yeah, and then that was about it.
Pretty much.
And he was all like, you think it's like a big proud moment?
It is.
For you, maybe, but...
For me.
Well, like, the way that I see it, like, with straight people, sex is so common now that vaginal sex just goes around, so when you give up the butt, it means something. It's a progression in the relationship.
So that's what exactly does that mean?
Girls are in love when they give up the butt.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
According to him.
According to America.
America?
Yeah.
America. That sounds like Navy talk to me.
Other than her giving it, well, no.
How many Navy men give it up the butt? Because I think if a guy gives it up the butt to a girl, like with a dildo or something, that's true love right there.
She keeps on making offhand remarks because, like, I have like a vibrating toy called my first anal toy, and then and some butt beads, and she took 7 of those, and then like I pull out, she's like, "Your turn." I'm like, "Okay," and then she's like, "No." So I think I scare her away with that.
That's interesting because our phone call that we have has something to do about this.
Oh.
So would you like to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
That was a strange
Hey, Ricky, it's Bjorn. So you told me to call with a question for Trucker Mike. Here's my question. Trucker Mike, have you ever had a girl put her finger in your ass? Would you let a girl put her finger in your ass? And how kinky involving your ass and a woman would you go? There's 3 questions. Have fun. Bye.
A woman has never stuck her finger in my ass. I have done it once in the shower to see how it was, and I liked it a lot. Needless to say, I painted the shower wall white.
Hot.
If
hot.
Emily wanted to do it...
She'd have to cut her fingernails.
Yeah. No, she bites them, but... Which is... That'd be bad if she bites her fingernails and then, like, in my butt, because then she might not wash her hands that well and then bite her nails again.
I haven't bit my nails in a week, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not that long. So
if she wanted to, she could. It's all up to her. Like, it wasn't, it was awesome, but it wasn't that good of an experience that I'd request it.
Well, and obviously you didn't do it right the first time because you were doing it yourself.
Right.
And you were standing up in a shower and bending over.
Yeah, well, I was kind of like squatting and beating off, and I got long arms, but I got a fat ass, so like I couldn't go around it that well.
And, I have long arms, but a fat ass.
Yeah, I couldn't get around it that well.
You got junk in the trunk, I have to say.
I do. And
you got ghetto booty.
I'd probably go as far as anal beads, maybe. Not really pegging with the dildo, because that's a little bit too extreme.
What about the
maybe?
Little skinny ones, the anal ones?
Maybe. It, as long as it like wasn't a strap-on. Like, as long as it wasn't her fucking like, me with the dildo. I think I could go up till right before that.
Yeah, I don't think we're talking about that, because that kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, actually.
Pegging, if you will. and no anal fisting. None of
oh,
that.
No. That's just bad.
I was watching Real Sex on HBO, and there was a thing about that. And like, it was like a how-to anal sex, but it was like just couples in general. And the, like a lot of the chicks had a strap on, and they were doing the dude, and then... Like, some chick, she was talking to the teacher, she's like, yeah, I get my, like, whole fist in there up to the wrist.
Oh, in her husband's butt?
Yeah.
Straight people are fucking weird sometimes. Like, when I was at the bar on Friday, I was just, all you have to do is sit and look. And straight people do the weirdest things. And they think gay people are weird. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I think they're a whole lot more promiscuous than we are. What do you think, Trucker Mike?
I don't know. I was pretty promiscuous, but not anymore.
You're not allowed to be.
Not at all. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just like I was at the bar and people are drinking, and then they start like doing the craziest shit that you would never see other people do.
I think it's it depends on the person. It doesn't depend on their sexual orientation. It's just the fact that you see more straight people. So the fact that straight people were doing crazy shit at that bar was you might have been the one out of five gay people there.
And you probably I was probably the only gay person, but there were some attractive people there.
Right.
There's always attractive people at that bar.
Well, I know, but I met like another gay man that you would find attractive and maybe do the crazy shit that the straight people were doing there.
I still wouldn't do that in front of straight people.
Why not?
I don't really do that, like, at a gay bar.
Yeah, because where it's acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, could you see me walking up into Slammers just, like, tonguing some guy?
I'd be no. cool with it. But
well,
like,
yeah, you would, but...
biker bar.
So but I guess the cool thing is that if somebody, like, tried to beat the hell out of me, there's enough people there that would take care of it for me.
Right.
Especially Wagner. She cut a bitch.
She has cut
She'd
a bitch.
She'd just go like this. She'd just go... Poof, and then like 50 million people show up to beat their ass.
Yeah, they're on Danielle's birthday. Her ex was like, just like he progressed too far. So Danielle or Wagner grabbed him by the throat and like escorted him outside. And like he wasn't allowed back in, and he's not welcome at that bar anymore.
I feel really bad about missing that because I was in Orlando.
Yeah,
you should.
That sucks. Next year, I will be there. We only have, what, 10 more months to go?
Something like that.
Yeah, let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Anything else?
No.
We have like 15 minutes to go.
Emily, how'd the penis in the butt feel?
How'd the butt feel?
It felt good.
How does it feel right now, though?
It feels fine.
Nothing. Even with all the piercings?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. It did hurt a little bit, but only when I like leaned back. Because the piercings are on that side, so they kind of like rubbed against, but it wasn't terrible. I didn't hate it.
So, was there lube involved?
Yes. Numbing lube. Yes.
They have that?
Yeah, yes, if you buy anal ease, it has a...
That just sounds gross. Anal ease.
Well, it eases the anal sex, but it's got benzocaine in there, which is a numbing agent. So, if anybody has like a gag reflex as well... They have Go Deep mints that have the benzocaine in it.
Yeah.
And it makes you salivate and you have no gag reflex. I have a friend who, like, did Porn Star Head with his wife. She laid on the back of the bed with her head, like, on the side of the bed, and he, like, straight to her Adam's apple. Maybe not that far. I don't know if he's that big, but he said he went down pretty far. Like, balls balls on her nose.
On her nose?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she's hanging upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, like, when she turned over, she was like, balls deep and then tugging the balls as well because she had no gag reflex.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're replacing those products on my show and I'm not getting paid for it.
Edit them out. Edit out the names.
Beep, beep, beep.
Have people pay you $1. Pay me $1 and I'll tell you what the products were.
Doesn't it numb your penis, though?
A little bit. Like, it was worth it. I wasn't actually planning on anal sex. I was just like, let's see if you're comfortable with it inside
bam.
Of you.
Bam.
Yeah.
And then, bam, it was.
I mean, was it like working with fingers first? Or mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just
I wasn't
like,
going
bam!
Straight to the penis, no.
No.
So, we've had some listeners, you know, because the pictures that we have are you of soft.
Right.
So, if we get up to 100 reviews, what will you do for us?
It'll be hard.
Yeah, you can get a hard one for us?
Yeah, I'm not that easy. Like it's not going to go straight from soft to ejaculating or anything else. I got to progress.
So you're actually saying that, let's say we get 150 reviews. What would you do for 150 reviews?
You get like a freeze frame of me, like mid-stroke.
And then yeah. 200 reviews?
I'll masturbate on.
Just right there, video. Right,
yeah.
Put it out there, right?
Yeah.
So you're listening to that, folks. I said folks. I'm so old. Or Porky Pig.
Without folks. The stutter.
If we get up to 100 reviews, Mike will have a hard penis picture ready for you.
I'll even do like top and bottom so you can see how the piercings are. And I have a tattoo of a ruler on the top. So maybe even a side profile.
Yeah, he was... You were talking about the side profile on Friday. You were like,
Yeah.
Bam.
I'll like do the captain, like the captain pose. And you can get a side profile of it, like next to my thigh, because I have a tattoo there that says the wang ends here, like probably like 6 inches from my knee. And I'm a little bit shy of that, but it was a good drunk idea.
When you say little bit, you mean?
I don't know. I haven't really looked.
Maybe you should measure it, and that should be a picture for like 115 shows or reviews.
115, like right in between.
Oh, I have to pause for a second. Excuse me. Okay, we're back.
While Ricky was gone, I was thinking that maybe in between, like a couple pictures of like me mushroom stamping Emily's tongue or
oh
like
my
her
God.
Boobs in there too.
I have never heard that term before.
You've never heard mushroom stamp? My mom hadn't either. Like, I had to describe it.
So, mushroom stamp is like putting the head of your penis?
You take your penis and you kind of...
Slap the tongue?
Slap him. Because the head of the penis...
Oh,
like
you mean
mushroom.
Like on the face and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just like didn't know tongue. It's called that.
Yeah, it's a mushroom stamp.
I just call that slapping you with my cock.
Oh. If you do it from the side, it's a Louisville slugger.
A Louisville slugger. Love it. Oh my God, that's funny. I've never heard that term before. That has to be a straight term.
I don't know. Tell your friends. I don't think so, because like I assume gay men have penises that have mushrooms as the heads. So
no, ours are shaped like clovers.
Ah, like four leaf clovers, or
yeah, four leaf because they're lucky. I want to play this. I don't know. Let's see what this is, because I haven't played this in such a long time. What is this?
Sounds like a gay version of the Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, I know what that is. No, I'm not playing that. I totally made that. It's, yeah, crazy. So what else we got going on? Anything else?
That's about it. I hate school. Hate my job.
Oh, you're still there?
Yeah. She's just not my boss. She went somewhere else. I'm still there. Miserable.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, I had to move on to somebody else. People mock me because, like, the last 2 days, she was like, I got dibs. I'm fucking him. So, like, now everybody knows it. But they thought that I got away with things, not because I work hard, but because I was hitting it.
Uh-huh.
So now, like, there's some dude's my boss, and, like, I've known him since
you,
high school, so we're cool.
It?
That's what that's what people say. People say that I got to keep it good. Since I was fucking my one boss and she left, I got to fuck my new boss, and since he's there. And now we go along with
What's he look like?
Kind of like a leprechaun. I'd say he's an attractive man, but he's like 5'7", buck 80.
You said a leprechaun.
Yeah.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
Well,
but we went around asking people if who was bitch and who was butch, and for some reason everybody chose me
as being the butch.
As the bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know me that well. They know his stories. Like, he's like gotten so drunk that he fucked a horrid looking lesbian, and then when they were done, he's like, I had better, so she slapped him and.
He had sex with a lesbian, and then after they were done, he told her it wasn't that good.
Yeah, but she's horrible looking.
Well, okay, sorry.
Just like bad, hideous.
Yeah.
Well, and she's annoying.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a total jerkwad to me. I slept with a lesbian.
No, he didn't say that. No. He told her to her face. Like she like rolled over to tell her friends, and she called her friends, and he knew the friends, so he snatched the phone, and he's like, I had better. And he blacked out and doesn't remember it.
Wow, what a great boss.
And she still works with us.
So your Friday, you were telling me that your trick worked where you're like, oh, I have this gay friend named Ricky. You know him? To somebody?
Oh, this dude.
Because you know that, you know, every gay person knows every gay person. Oh, like, right. Every black person knows every black person.
Right, yeah. Like, I know it's wrong, and I know that I do it, but I approach people about it first, but I used to think that, like, gay people as a minority, so, like, I'd be like, hey, Ricky, do you know this guy that I work with? He's a little black guy, and he's gay. Do you know him? And he'd be like, no. And I assume that, like, you guys kicked it together, even though that I know that there's, like, really clean-cut gay people and then, like, really trashy and skanky, various things nasty. Like that. So I know you guys don't hang out and everything else, but it turns out that we asked some dude at work, and he said that he knew Ricky. They used to work at GC Services together or something like that. But Ricky doesn't remember him.
Yeah, so I have to look that up tonight. I'll have to look it up because he's on MySpace, apparently. So I do not remember that person.
He's very timid. Mm-hmm. Like, not really flamboyant, but like his mannerisms are kind of bouncy.
Does he have a weird nose?
I don't know. I never really looked at him in the eyes. He doesn't make eye contact. He's scared.
I don't know.
Now I'm very interested. I should look that up right now. Whose phone's ringing?
Mine, but I'm just going to mute it. Anyway, what's more strange is about me being bitch and the dude being butch is the fact that people know about my 5 confirmed kills.
Your what?
In the military. Well, you guys can know, but...
You killed 5 people?
No. The IRS ended up owing me money, like over $500, due to fucking up my taxes. So they sent it to me, and one of my friends was like, you're like the only person that like the IRS owed money. They owed it to me for like 2 years. So I got it straightened out, and I got a check from the U.S. Treasury for like $520. And I just told people that I had 5 confirmed kills, 100 for each confirmed kill. And I didn't say like it was anything really hardcore, just like, I threw a bomb or like a grenade and killed 3 people and stabbed 2.
Oh my God.
Like nothing hardcore. And it went around work. And everybody knows this because I'm so awesome at work. People trash talk me to Emily, who was the boss at the time. And then she's like, you know, he has 5 confirmed kills, right? And then I was like all nonchalant about it. People would ask, and I was like, yeah. Or somebody called from Iraq one time and there was a time delay. And he's like, good afternoon. She's like, where are you that it's afternoon? And he's like, Iraq, and then she started talking about the phone call. I was like, I've been there. And then some chick was like, it's creepy how he's all nonchalant about it. But I have been to Iraq, but I haven't killed anybody. I was in the UAE, rode a camel. It was awesome.
I don't know what UAE means.
United Arab Emirates.
Oh, yeah, that's where all the rich people are.
Yeah, yeah, they're building, like, they have a palm tree island with a hotel with a tennis court on top of it.
Yeah, and don't they have like an island shaped like the earth or something? Like
they're
that?
Working on that now. It was supposed to be the earth, but they didn't think people would buy plots of land that big, so now it's a bunch of just little islands of the shaped of the world, all the continents.
That's awesome. I should move there, but I bet they don't like gay people.
They do. They're actual I had a friend that got felt up and he was kind of homophobic. He was cool with gay people. He just didn't like to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were told when we were there is their philosophy is Women are for breeding, men are for pleasure.
Oh.
So all the men like cruise together and everything else, and my friend got felt up. Some dude like walked by, caressed his stomach, and made two complete circles and smiled and got into a cab.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on Evan's MySpace page, and I hope there's not music.
I think there is.
Yeah,
let's numb.
There.
Let's. I said numb.
Not mute.
me. I need to find your website. Let's see. Trucker. Oh, here we go.
She was like right behind that.
Which yeah. I don't have you as. So we'll just do this. We'll add you as a friend.
Okay.
Show my full name. Okay. Really, Mike? I have to know your last name or your email address.
Huh? Last name's Walter.
Okay. Well, everyone else who wants to be Trucker Mike's friend, you heard his last name.
It's Walter. Come kick it. I did it just to fuck around. So, like, those hookers that were like, hey, come check out my thing. So they wouldn't try and request me as a friend because put too much work in there.
Okay. And he's on your list, right? No.
No,
you're still
he's on
friend.
Emily's.
He's on my list.
Oh. All right. Let's go do this again. Dun, dun, dun.
Just go
this
back
is
to Mike's page. I'm on his
intriguing. Top. Well, it's set to private until he accepts me, so.
You could go to Evan's page.
Yeah,
mine's set to private, too, until I accept you.
Oh,
so maybe
you
we
fucking
should just,
whores.
Maybe I should just log in on mine, on your computer, and then.
Well, I'll just add you as a friend now, and then when we log off the computer, I'll look.
Okay.
And
how
then you could
that?
Just come in, leave like a minute on the show, so you can be like, hey, I know that guy.
Or
I don't
like
him.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Yuck.
Ew, he's grody. This is you right here?
Yep.
Okay. Let's add you. Thank God I don't have to know your last name or your email address.
I don't want those hookers hitting me up.
But all you have to do is set it to private.
Yes, yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I can do that for you.
She can do a lot for you.
Yeah,
you can do
I
a
can.
Lot for her.
I can. Buy nice things.
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend.
I don't have any diamonds.
Oh, well, you should.
She has like $200 worth of sex toys.
Oh, my God. Will you buy me a sex toy?
Yeah. I got a gift. 9 hours of anal. Like I just bought like the anal vibrator, and it was like a gift. And it's 3 DVDs of 9 hours of anal.
Yeah.
And then I got another movie. It's called.
Wait. Y'all had anal sex for 9 hours?
No.
It's a DVD. Oh. There's 3 DVDs, and it's called. The promotion was 9 hours of anal sex, 9 hours of anal. And it's awesome because you can fucking go to sleep and wake up, and that shit will still be on.
I'm really not into that. So.
Well, I'm just saying in general, like people at work, they'll be like. They'll have a shitty day. I'm like, dude, come over. I got 9 hours of anal. Like, you can't be like unhappy.
That is like another weird thing that I have a question about. Straight guys, straight guys will not like admit that they look at each other or whatever. But like 4 straight guys will sit around a video and watch it and jerk off.
I didn't know
no,
straight people
it,
did that
yeah.
actually.
And I actually on the last show, if you listen to the last show, my friend Samantha told me about that in the Navy that somebody did that.
Oh, I don't know Samantha. So
well, no, you don't know Samantha, but if you listen to the show, you'll hear her story.
I didn't know straight people did that.
Yeah, like it's called a circle jerk.
That's like with a cookie. No, that's soggy cookie. Never mind.
Ew.
What?
Soggy cookie, you don't know what that is?
No.
A bunch of people do a circle jerk and the last person nut has to eat the cookie.
Ew.
And they nut on the cookie.
Ew.
Yeah. But we also got Pulp Friction 2, which is like the porn version of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And then Emily got drunk and decided to like show all of her friends. Like
every
we
porns
like,
are funny.
Porns
are funny.
They are.
My favorite part in one of the scenes from the 9 hours of anal was the chick wore heels. Like, you see how long they wear the heels for, like, on the bed and everything else? But she had socks, and she stepped in the bathtub. Like, they're having sex in the bathtub, and then she comes out for another position, and her socks are dripping water, and that was just really funny to me. But I like the ones
aww.
With some plot, like, kind of like, hey, how are you? And, oh, I'm fine. And then they go at it. I don't like the jumping into it, and it looks like he tripped and fell or something like that. And
I like
just
the ones where the guy shows up, he's like, I'm here to fix your dishwasher. And she's like, oh, I didn't know it was broken. Yeah, you have some bad plumbing, I heard. And then he's like starting to fuck her. But I always think they're funny. Like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
They're all whiny about it.
I'm like, really? That's what people sound like when they have sex?
That's the porn star thing.
Yeah,
I guess so. Their blonde hair and big stiletto heels,
and they get louder when they look at the camera. They look into the camera. They make eye contact with you through the camera and the movie. Yeah. They get louder.
Fuck me. All right, we're at 30 minutes, you guys, so we're going to head on out of here. So visit us at the website, foulmonkeys.com. Click on the blog link, and that will take you to the picture of Mike dressed as Britney Spears and his penis pictures. And his penis pictures are going to be the album art of this show, so if you didn't happen to pay attention, go back and look. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Tell us who your retarded hot person is.
Make suggestions of what the pictures, because Emily's got double D's, so I think it'd be good all around if you want both, me, her, whatever.
But her boobs would totally take over your penis. And you want something to make it look bigger, not smaller.
Right, well, that's with the, like, 100 or 115 when it's hard. But, when it progresses, they already know how big it is, so.
And they're like, bam.
Yeah, plus double D's will make, like, anything look small, like a paper towel. Holder could get lost in there.
You can also MySpaces, Frapper Mappas, leave reviews on iTunes. What was it, 100? And we get to see a hard shot of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100. That's it. We only need 14 reviews to get to 100. 14. And I think people are going to want it.
Yeah. I want to do it.
I'm pretty fond of it.
Wow, everybody's getting all up in her. All right, well, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
Trucker Mike.
Emily.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye.